Camden Community Radio.
For more information and to volunteer, email info@ccradio.org.
Camden is famous for its nightlife, but as well as the club and music venues, it can lay claim to a pioneering theatre company. The show's been going on at Theatro Technis for 55 years, and I visited the founder at the theatre, a former church house in Crandale Road, to find out more.
I'm George Eugenio. I am the artistic director and founder of Theatro Technis. This year we celebrate the 55th anniversary. We started in 1957 in Camden, and we've been going ever since.
Tell me a little bit about Theatre Technis.
Theatre Technis started to answer the cultural and social needs of the migrant community, the Cypriots. That I am a Cypriot. I come from Cyprus.
How is it perceived now?
Because it was considered to be just a Greek theatre, just for the Cypriots, but that is not the case. True, theatre has no boundaries, no specific nationalities. It's cosmopolitan, international, and break down barriers, ethnicity, religion, or racial barriers, gender barriers. And Theatro Technis is, in a sense, unique. It has retained its independence. It's non-commercial, not subsidized. It's trying to survive on its own without any funding. Theatro Technis managed to buy this building. We let the theater out to companies, which brings some income to pay the running costs, to pay the bills. No salaries. We are all volunteers here.
And do you encourage other volunteers to come along?
Continuously. And we have a lot of students, local students, and also from London-wide and international community. We have students doing internships. It's open to all the young people.
How about the productions that you choose to put on?
Because of our roots to the Greek culture, and as you know, theatre sprung from the ancient Greeks. The fathers of the theatre, Aeschylus, Sophocles, Euripides, Aristophanes, Shakespeare was inspired by those great giants of theatre. We do a lot of the classical theatre, but also we do contemporary plays, like the plays we're doing now is a Russian writer who came to Britain in the 90s, George Noskov, and he writes existentialist, surrealist theater. Unfortunately, he died 2 years ago at the age of 47. And this is a tribute to his work.
So that's what's showing now. And what about December? What have you got coming up in December?
In December, we have other companies, the Tower Theatre, Seen and Heard, who use the theatre. And we prepare in January and February on Aristophanes' place. We're doing the Frogs, the Women in the Assembly, Peace, Lysistrata, and the Knights. And we shall present this in August as part of our Dionysia Festival, as we did this year with the Greek tragedy. We did 5 plays on the Oedipus story.
Tell me a little bit about where the theatre's been in its history, because you haven't always been on this site, have you?
We started in our own rooms, then in a garage in Camden News, which we shared with the owner's car for 20 years. And then he sold it, and then Camden allowed us to convert a railway shed in York Way, and gave us 12 years life. Eventually, it was only 5 years after we put the theatre on the maps. They said, sorry, George, we're going to build housing. So they offered more garages. I said, we had enough of garages. We need something more decent. And we went to the church commissioners, and we said, the first building you put on the market, let us know when it was this, in 1978.
The future of the theatre is secure because you own the freehold.
That's right. And also the philosophy and practice of 55 years record is there.
And plans for the future?
Is that we develop this building a little more. There is a site next to the entrance of the theatre, which belongs to Camden Council, and we have the right of way. And we are trying to negotiate that we will build a studio to train young people, local people, towards the arts, especially the performing arts.
Tell me a little bit about how this particular part of Camden, we're not far from Mornington Crescent here, tell me a bit how that has changed in your experience.
It has changed a lot, because when we came here in 1950, it was only a working class white community, and they were very xenophobic, and at that time they started a petition against us that the council will not give us these premises on the grounds that we are Greeks and we are womanizers and gamblers, and there will be all-night orgies, you know. know. And now it's full of different nationalities.
What do you feel about the vibe in the area?
So we are very close to King's Cross, and since the European terminals started, there is a movement towards Camden Lock, and a lot of people passing by. The Working Man's College has really built itself up, and there is also a lot of new shops here, and it's becoming, Crown Day Road is becoming a very busy road.
For box office details or information about volunteering with the company, visit theatrotechnis.com.
Camden Community Radio.
For more information and to volunteer, email info@ccradio.org.